Number eight on the agenda, which is the Sheridan Lake walleye limit. Director Kirschman, maybe find out any research for stocking efforts. But
we're in scramble mode.
And it isn't anything that has to happen. I just think that, and it all too often, I think people hear that, oh, they stock the pond. They think it's bluegill and panfish and things like that. Right. There's a tremendous investment monetarily and time-wise to get fish to an acceptable catch size or a targeted size. So maybe if you...
Yeah, and I did send a note and asked, and I'm going to ask John Lott, who is our aquatic section chief, who is on the call here as well, to chime in here, because I believe he could give you a better description, Mr. Chairman, of stocking efforts and what goes into that and some of those costs associated with it. In the respect to Sheridan Lake here, as the petition that we're talking about, again, there have been five years of stocking. Those are stockings of walleye in particular. John, come in here and give a few more details to the commissioners on that.
I'm right here. Good afternoon, Mr. Chairman, members of the commission, Secretary Roebling. With regards to stocking on Sheridan Lake, stocking there began in 2017. We have three sizes of products that we use to stock walleye populations. We stock fry, which are the newly hatched walleyes right out of the egg, right at the time they start feeding. We stock small fingerlings, which are usually in June. They're about an inch and a half in size. And then we raise a larger, what we call a large fingerling product that we stock in the fall. And all of these have been stocked in Sheridan Lake at various times. The idea with any of these stockings of a walleye, unlike a trout, we're stocking a catchable product. It is stocked in a lake, expected to be caught right away. With a walleye, we're stocking them as a very young fish with the thought it'll be probably 3 years at least before they are large enough that they will be of harvestable size. So with that in mind, in 2017, we stocked 14,000 up the fall, large fingerlings. 2019, we had a combination of all sizes pretty much. We had about 4,000 large fingerlings, 21,000 small fingerlings, and then about 7,000 fish that were larger than large fingerlings that we call juveniles. In 2021, we stocked 15,000 small fingerlings, and this year so far, because of the new recirculated aquaculture system at Cleghorn, we've stocked 85,000 fry in there. And the cost of each of those sizes is very different. A fry may cost a penny a piece. A small fingerling, about 17 cents or so. And then when you get into your large fingerlings, anywhere from maybe 25 to 40 cents a piece on those large fingerlings. I'd be happy to answer any questions, Mr. Chair, on stocking.
Well, that was great. I appreciate the quick research on that, audible, and appreciate you giving us some input on that. Anybody have any questions? Commissioner Bees,
when you stock these fish, are you putting them in the areas in the lake where they might have a little more protection than other lakes from predators right away, or you just back up to the boat docks or the landings and put them out? Or like in Sheridan Lake, that upper end where the creek comes in, there's a lot of cattails and that type of stuff where they might have some protection.
Through the chair, Commissioner Whitmire, it all depends on the crew and the access around a body of water. There are times that we stock right at the boat ramp if it's a situation that we're not able to access the shoreline other places. There are crews that if they have that opportunity, they would stock in the vegetation, but on any particular stocking, I'm not sure what the actual protocol they used was.
Paul? Okay. Any other questions? Thank you, sir. Appreciate your time.
Certainly. Thank you.
Dr. Kirschman?
Yeah, Mr. Chairman, again, Tom Kirschman, Director of Wildlife Division. So that's the information that we have in respect to the petition for you. We would certainly try to answer any of the questions that you may have. One thing's for certain, we'll continue to monitor this lake, obviously, as we are invested in it and looking at this as a new, I would say a new introduction, even though it's only been a handful of years. Our staff will continue to monitor that, whether it's through creel surveys, whether that's through biological surveys in terms of netting, to see what type of fish numbers we have, not only for walleye, but other fish species as well, and look at those continued growth patterns. And we'll adjust as we move forward as well, whether it's with stocking or other type of management strategies. But again, our recommendation on this particular petition would be for denial at this point in time and continue to move forward with the current regulation that we have in place.
So you may have any questions for Tom? I just have one. You know, we have such a great response rate to our surveys. Do you have a customer use survey, or what are the other folks that are fishing this body of water telling us? Are they satisfied with what they're seeing and catching and taking home, or letting go for that matter? Or do you have anything like that, Tom?
Mr. Chairman, in respect to that, I would probably have to defer to John if there's any type of that information. I do believe in respect to a creel survey where we do have staff, you know, at the boat land or on the shore visiting with anglers to see what kind of fish they're catching. I believe that we have done some of those efforts. Now, that doesn't happen every single year, and some of those are rotated amongst bodies of water. Some are higher priorities than others. So I'd have to ask John or our fishery staff, what is the most recent type of creel information that we would have? So I can't give you that exact answer to this body of water. John, if you're listening in, are you aware of any creel survey of recent that you could share with the commissioners?
Mr. Chairman, members of the commission, Secretary Roebling and Tom, the last I know of, we had a creel in 2018 to 2019 on Sheridan Lake. I'm not sure of the results of that creel. We can certainly check into that. I do know that, as Mr. Adele said, it's a very popular fishery, very close to Rapid City. It's got a diverse fish community, and it's actively managed, everything from catchable trout all the way down to perch and bass and panfish. So I can certainly gather that information if it's something that the commission would like us to report on.
Thanks, John. Just wondering, you know, it's one of those things that the easiest thing is to say no to someone and not really realize whether or not there's public support for it on the other end. Maybe Tom just walk, because there's a few different people in the audience today. They're probably wondering what all this is about with these petitions and everything.
Sure.
So if we were to move this forward, it gets a public comment period, and then, or if we deny it, maybe just give it a little update on what happens next here.
Sure, Mr. Chairman. So in respect to the process of a petition, when submitted by the public to the commission, essentially you have two options. Number one, you listen to the petition, what the petitioner has to offer. If you accept or approve the petition, that then puts it into the rule promulgation process, which with the next step would be is to publish what